April 8th, ending November.
AC8AZKBSWR. Looks like you're using the wrong talk group. You should be on talk group 51, time slot 1, on Byron Center there. KBSWR.
Station calling. Can you repeat that? KC8.
Yeah, I was trying to tell James KC8AZ that he was using the wrong talk group. It should have been talk group 51 instead of talk group 1. I got to jump off. I'll be back. KBSWR.
KC8KJO.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Quebec Papa, monitoring.
Yeah, did you, that last station there, did you just try it on Detroit and then switch to Nova?
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Quebec Papa. Yeah, I did try Detroit and Nova. I'm just trying to see if I get anything.
Okay, you were right on the edge on Detroit. And I'm not sure why your ID changed when you changed from Detroit to Novi. I don't know if you got a different ID in there or what, but you're a lot better in Novi than you were Detroit. Detroit, you were right on the edge of dropping off. You were neg 125. Usually neg 120 is the edge. So I'll be back in a second. I got to jump out and find out what's going on here. Can you leave us up here?
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Quebec Buck. I think I fixed the ID issue. Trying with a Novi repeater. Over.
Your ID looks good at this time. W-A-M-W. Grand Rapids.
Okay, I'm back. Yeah, it looks like you got the same ID on Novi then now that you did it have on Detroit, so... You got that fixed.
Thank you for your help. You guys are both my first contacts on DMR, so hopefully I make more. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Quebec Papa. Out.
Yeah, no problem. Welcome to DMR. You got any questions on anything programming wise as far as what talk groups and time slots and stuff? You can go to mi5.cc. We have I think I emailed you. We have a Google group there. We ask everybody to sign up to, too. We post if there's something going on the network, so it's a way to get information out to people so they know what's going on. But, again, welcome to DMR, and good job on programming. It's a learning curve, and a lot of people fall off on the learning curve, so good job there. A lot of people can't... understand what the difference between MI5 and Brandmeister is, so they try to use Brandmeister talk groups and stuff out here, and just it doesn't work. That and the talker alias is the biggest programming issues I see on the C-Bridge, so good job. Kudos on your programming. KB at SWR, Bay City. Oh, and morning you too, Mike. I got to jump out here. Be back here in a minute. KB at SWR.
Yeah, good morning to you. WNMW.
Aren't you supposed to be working, Janet?
I'm working. Hi. Believe me, I'm working. First phone call came in at 5 a.m.
Wow. All right, I'm eating my breakfast. I'm downstairs, at least. I'm eating my breakfast.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to be working on my list? Give me this over here.
Well, my sausage been squirted down my face, so I'm going to have to go and change here, but... Maybe I'll finish my breakfast.
All right. Careful with the sausages. All right. I'll catch you down the a little further. Have fun. I'm on Slack. I got to get on a call here in about 10 minutes, but I'm around for a bit. W-8-M-W. W-8-M-S-A-M
in the 50-row.
W-8-F-S-M. KBSWR.
I don't want it.
All right. I just put Joe's ID in my radio, and he's had it for a couple years, and to see how it's populating. It's putting the underscore at the end.
Well.
And it's not on the user end, so. Because I thought it was, too, and he said he put it in there a couple times, and there was no underscore at the end, so then I programmed it in my radio to see what it'd come up as, and it does the same thing. So, anyways, give me that stuff here.
NAKPP Mobile. Are you on your way to your other Rochester call?
Yeah, actually, no. I'm heading home because I got to take the belt to the groomers. So, but I got the first one done.
Well, that's a nice roundabout trip.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to call you back. Now I got a work call coming in. K-A-P-P. Okay, Cujo, you back? M-A-K-A-P-P.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm stuck on 696 in the graph.
You think one of these days they're going to get that fixed and right?
We can only hope.
Yeah. 696 on Telegraph, and you're on Mount Clemens machine. That's a pretty good push.
Now I'm on my open spot. Let me try going back to just a regular frequency, see what happens.
Oh, well, open spot's cheating.
I know. That's what I'm going to try to get out. I don't know if I went in there yet. Let me try to see if I can hit DT. KJ151. Can you hear me okay? I broke up.
We broke the bank.
Okay, now I'm on 440. How do I sound? Okay, I'm back on my open spot. I think once I get the Novi one, it'll be a lot better.
There, I'm on Hall Road in Kent Township, so I turned my power down a little bit.
Well, while on the other frequencies, I was only at 4 watts and never put it up to 5. That's as high as it goes, but here, going through the open spot, and my cell motor, peak, I'm only doing 50 milliwatts.
Okay. Well, if you ever want to put a strong radio in there, let me know. I got a Motorola, I'll sell you pretty reasonable, a 4350 or something like that.
Well, I do have my Tram Magma still on top of the van. It just sits here because I got a MR77, which, I can't think of that one. Not MRJ or MJR. Yeah, Comet.
Yeah, in my truck, I just got a little quarter wave. You can hardly see the damn thing. Plus, I can pull it in and out of the garage. On this one, I got the little Motorola radio antenna with the a little bit of gain, 3 dB gain, but it's just a mono band, and it's only like 12 inches high. So I'm not a big fan of big, tall, ugly antennas.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I probably could have got a better Comet, you know, with a load coil on it. Dual band from DX. But I'm like, do I really want to do that? You know, I'm trying not to put it out there that I got toys.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. That's the way I feel, too. Same thing. So, other than that, things are going well. So, I'll be at the groomer by noon, 1 o'clock. And I got to pick the kid up from school at 12:30. Grandpa in it today. So, that project, and I got to go to the office and do some paperwork for some promises that I made and haven't kept yet.
Well, when I looked at my run sheet this morning, I had nothing on there. So I called my boss and said, there's nothing there. This one here, this other tech can do it probably. I said, you can send me wherever. I said, but I'm going to head to the office. I got to drop off something in Winchester, and I'll be at the office. He goes, all right, that's fine. I'll see when you get here, kind of thing.
Don't you like days like that? It's only a shame that it can't be a nicer weather day. They said we're supposed to get some strong rain yet here for an hour or two coming up. They said right around noon.
Well, I just drove through three rain bands, so I'm at Upper Lake, and it's just a sprinkle, but it was a little bit of, not really heavy, but enough to turn the windshield wipers on, well, continuous.
Yeah, apparently I plugged up the note again this morning. I don't know how, but I was trying to program that radio. I got a radio on those TTYs just to screw with, because I don't have anything VHF. I have nothing VHF in a mobile radio. So I got my hands on one of those, and I was trying to program it, and when I was trying to program it, it was popping open my hotspot. So I have to figure out what that's all about, because, you know, for it to have the same frequency and the same PL in it opening up my hotspot and sending off spurious emissions, I thought that was kind of odd.
So what, you just did analog VHF?
Yeah, that Skywarn thing that all the rages or all the talk about is, I guess the frequency that they plan on using is 147.200. I don't have anything that's mobile radio with any kind of significant output of power at, you know, at that level. So I used to have a Kenwood that was VHF, UHF, TM731, and I don't know what happened to that radio. I looked all over for it. It's an older radio, but it was a nice radio, and they're pretty proud of the Kenwood products, but I have no idea where that radio went.
I have one. It's VHF, and I think max is 25 out of it, and it's programmable.
Say that again. You said you have one?
Yes, I do. I got it from KGPDK. So it already has the Sky One frequencies programmed into it. I have the software. It's one that came on the when the county converted to 800. So it's got the Motorola mic, but it doesn't have the touchpad on it or anything like that. So strictly, you got, once you program it, that's it.
And what model is it, you know?
Oh, I'd have to look. When I get to my destination, I can look for you. It's right here on the floor of my van. So when I got my Alinco, I put that one down, but I use that one a lot. And I really like it.
That's one of the ones I was considering getting if I was going to get a gooder radio that does VHF, UHF, you know, a dual band radio with a Linko. And I guess the gist of it, it's a lot better than any of the Chinese radios, and it's kind of at the lower spectrum of the Japan radios. So, you know, that's what everybody kind of says about a Linko. But instead in the hierarchy, you look at, you know, the ICOM, the Kenwood, the Aizu, they're all Japan radios, and I guess the Linko now is a Japan radio as well.
Oh, my Linko, I love it. Absolutely love it. I mean, programming software, I mean, it's so-so. So I hand program everything into it, and I've got it down to a science. And it has cross band repeat, and what I laugh about it is one, the larger display, a color display, so I can change colors in it if I want to. And it's a full 70 watt on VHF and UHF.
That's a whole bunch of wattage for a radio. So years ago, the radios we used to put in the trucks, fire trucks, they all used to be 100 watt, big freaking box radios. I don't think they do that anymore, but they used to do lots and lots of high power on mobiles. NAKPP, in case I said that in the last 10 minutes or whatever the rules are.
KCKJO. Yeah, I mean, I was looking for something that, you know, if I'm at Plymouth or wherever else, I mean, I can really hit Peters, you know, but 2600 warrant, I have it on full power and I can hit it from up here. Get good signal strength on it. That's one of the reasons why I wanted something with a little bit more juice in it.
Yeah, there you go. So you said 800. What do you want to do with 800? That's paradigm that I've thought about but haven't done much effort in it.
I just want to play around with it. I know that they just did a bunch of radio upgrades with the county. So I'm like, hey, you got any extra radio? I'll play with them, kind of thing.
For some reason, I'm losing you.
I probably hit a bad pocket. I'm on 275 and 7 miles. I got the open spot sitting on my seat next to me, and then, of course, I'm in my dashboard, so I can't see the status light.
Okay. Want to try 2.6?
Yeah, let's go for it.
How about back over here, NAKPP?
Yeah, I think I'm for the M14 and 96 is the ditch, because I'm literally in a ditch.
This is weird. Now here you sound real, real loud. Over there you sound real, real soft. I'm wondering if I got water under my antenna again. That happened once before.
Oh, I was just talking louder on DMR. I said I adjust my volume. I'm on both, not the gain of the radio. Don't ask me how I do it, but that's how I do it.
Not very good. Yeah, you're definitely overpowered there, so very good. All right, sir, I'm pulling down Sinclair Drive, so I'm going to chat with you a little bit later, and we'll still carry on that 800 conversation some other day, because I want to hear what you're up to. Clear up yours, NAKPP.
Yeah, I got to talk to a friend to see if he still has those 800s and doing with them. Because I got the software, just got to play with it. And like I said, I got that Kenwood VHF mobile, if you're interested in it. I'll get the model number when I get a chance.
Yeah, if you would, let me know. That'd be kind of cool to play with. So, yeah, Kenwood makes a lot of cool radios, too.
Sounds like a plan, and I got a box full of VHF HTs by Vertex Standards, so I got those two, and the software. So, I will chat it to you on the other side. 73GKEKO, could you?
Pretty good, sir. You'll be good. And you got to turn down your modulation a little bit on your open spot, or however it's working. I don't know. There's so many variables for so much audio, but chat later. And find out what that Kenwood is. I might be interested in that. Maybe make a swap or something.
Yeah, I'll let you know. And I'll keep my mouth off the mic. Maybe it'll help with my audio. KPP.
KPP. Pulling in the driveway.
KPP.
KPP.
And you, DRV, listening.
Last station didn't catch a call, but this is KE8TVB. I'm also listening up in Bay County.
KE8TVB. Good evening. This is N2DRV, November 2, Delta Romeo Bravo. Name here is John. I'm visiting Troy. I think that's Oakland County for the week. How are you?
Wow, very nice. Very nice. Where are you visiting from? Are you from Michigan or are you from out of state?
I don't think I'm making the repeater. N2DRV, I'll be clear. 73.
Got you that. Go around. Hopefully I can catch you on the air sometime when you're coming in a little stronger. KE8PBB, 73.
NKEPP, NKEPP, KEPKJO.
K8DIY on statewide 1.
KEPP. KF8DLX, Monitoring Michigan statewide.